The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So, hello. Hello, dear ones. It's good to be with you in this moment in time, whatever time it might be in your time zone, wherever you are in the world. So for today's practice, I would like to invite us to explore the soothing, calming aspect of metta. Metta, loving kindness, cultivating friendliness, goodwill towards ourselves and others, can also be practiced. It's both a cultivation practice and can also be practiced to calm and soothe the mind, what is called samatha practice or shamatha practice, just the regularity of it, just bringing the mind back to the gentleness, to the kindness over and over, can have a calming, settling, soothing effect on the mind and heart. So that's the aspect that I would like to invite us to explore in our practice, a calming, soothing, as if we're singing ourselves a lullaby with the metta, and it's calming and soothing and comforting. It's settling our mind. It's helping our mind and hearts to rest and to settle. So that is the invitation for the practice. And as I usually try to remember to say, no previous experience necessary. And whatever you need to know will be shared with you during this guided meditation. And also, another thing I like to say is I might be inviting you, giving invitations for example, being kind or conjuring up kindness, compassion, or whatever the invitation might be. And let's say the opposite might come up for you. Maybe sadness will come up, or you'll feel angry at yourself or something that happened today or last year or decade ago. It's all okay. It's all okay. You're not doing this practice wrong. Metta practice, cultivating metta, can also be a purifying practice where different things can come up, different emotions. If that should happen, just turn towards whatever is coming up with kindness, with care, instead of, oh, go away anger, go away sadness, go away, because I'm trying to cultivate kindness. It doesn't quite work that way. Whatever is coming up, just be kind. Just be kind to that. Just be kind to yourself. If there's anger coming up, oh, sweetie, it's hard to be angry. It's hurtful. Yeah, I know. So sadness, similarly, holding you with kindness, with compassion. So no need to push anything away at all. Letting everything be as it is and letting it be held. Letting everything be held. Everything. Whatever arises, including sounds, tightness in the body, tension, pain, thoughts, to all be held in this container of kindness to yourself, and to experience self, other, and the world. So let's get to it. Enough talking. So I'd like to invite you now to get into your meditation posture. If you need to shift and move to sit more upright, or maybe you need to lie down for the body to be comfortable. See, See what your body needs in this moment. With kindness. Inviting the body to settle. And opening up. Letting the breath move through the body. With each breath, softening, relaxing, landing some more in this moment's experience. Opening our hearts. Together with our awareness. To include all the experiences in this body. And inviting the body to land. The heart to land, offering up any tension there might be, the forehead, jaw, the eyes, neck and shoulders. The chest relaxing. Relaxing the lower back. If there's any tension. Inviting it. To melt. To melt as if a block of ice dripping. This body, the tension melting. Inviting the arms, the hands to land. The chest, the abdomen. Melting any tension. Inviting your sit bones, contacting the chair or the cushion. Sink in to the chair, really land. Upper legs, the knees, lower legs and feet. The entire body. As if tension we're melting away with each out-breath. The next out-breath, melting some more the tension, landing internally. Allowing the breath to move through the body any way it wishes, not making breathing into a project, just letting it happen naturally. I'm inviting the breath to be felt in the abdomen, settling with each breath. As if awareness, as if your knowing is imbued with a gentleness, with a kindness, so that when awareness in the abdomen meets the breath, meets each breath, there's a sense of calming and soothing, the breath imbuing the abdomen with a gentle, soothing movement, rhythm. And if thoughts arise, thoughts are arising, it's okay. No problem. See if they can be held in kindness. Maybe they could be breathed into the belly with this calming, soothing rhythm of the breath and breathed out and released. as if you were holding a beloved little child, a newborn. Right at your belly, so that with each out-breath and in-breath movement of your abdomen, this newborn felt soothed, rocked, connected to the warmth of your belly. The gentle movement. And there was so much care for this little newborn that he would want. You want them to be feeling safe, cared for, loved. So holding them gently and feeling the movement of the abdomen, soothing, calming both you and this little baby. The sweetest, most adorable little baby. Feeling cozy on your belly. With each breath, feeling soothed, calmed, wrapped in kindness. Just as this little baby is wrapped in a soft, soft blanket in your mind, soft fleece blanket. Wrapping this baby. And yourself in this blanket of metta, care, warmth, kindness, care. With each in-breath and out-breath. And feel free to experiment if this little newborn is a baby human or maybe a pet. Awake or asleep, being soothed and calmed. The movement of your abdomen with each breath. With each breath, in breath, out breath, in the abdomen, the movement soothing, calming, imbued with kindness and gentleness. This little baby, either human or pet, rocked gently, soothed. Through this loving, gently soothing movement of the breath, and you too, feeling more in touch with the capacity of your heart to care, to soothe, to calm, to love, to nurture. And if thoughts and emotions are arising, them too, let them be held with care, with gentleness. Maybe they can be breathed in with kindness with the breath. And maybe let go in this moment, released. And in your mind's eye, as you're holding this precious newborn, them feeling calmed and soothed. Maybe now, imagining that they open their eyes and look at you with appreciation. For being held, soothed. And you're realizing in this moment, not clear who's been soothing whom. With this imaginal presence, the newborn, their presence might have been soothing you more than you've been soothing them. Both giving and receiving at the same time. Feeling that somehow in your caring, in your metta, in your affection for this imaginal being, you've been cared for. You've been held with kindness and metta and tenderness. And continue to be. Both holding and feeling held. And kindness, tenderness, care. With each breath, felt in the abdomen. Both rocking and moving you and this imaginal baby. Wrapped in a soft blanket of metta. Both held gently, tenderly. Precious beings. In this universe. as if you were looking into the eyes of this newborn, either human or animal, seeing the specialness, unique grace and beauty of this imaginal child, as if you were gazing into your own eyes. This child of the universe, held in unconditional love. Just as a child doesn't need to do anything or be anyone, to be held in this unconditional care. Seeing if for a moment it's possible to feel yourself held unconditionally. Not needing to be anyone, do anything, just as you are. And if any judgments are arising as we come to the end of the sitting, letting your body relax, letting those judgments too be held in unconditional love. Safety. And care. Thank you all for your practice. So, changing the settings now. So, in this practice, as I mentioned at the beginning, you spent a long time feeling the breath in the abdomen, soothing, calming, the breath imbued with a sense of care and love, with the imaginary baby being held and rocked. So that was really an invitation, a device for us to keep feeling the breath in the belly with a sense of care, love, affection. Because if we feel, if we imagine that another little being, a pet or a newborn, is dependent on kind of being rocked by our breath, oh, we bring more attention, more awareness to it. So that was just an invitation in this way. Instead of bring your attention to your belly, it was just a way to gently invite us to kind of get into that. If it worked for you, great. If it didn't, let it go. All good. All good. So many ways to practice and cultivate. So, Bill offers very relaxing. Yeah. Yeah. And that was the hope of this session, just kind of calming, settling. Jerry, I see your hand up. Here you go.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I came into this session tonight quite hyped up, having worked all day. And I didn't know if I was going to be able to relax, but I just wondered how much I did and got into a very deep state, which I'm forever grateful of, deep relaxation and actually caring for myself and others. But it just, it did work for me. I'd never had that sort of thought of a child, a newborn on my belly, but I guess it was the helplessness of imagining the newborn trying to raise its his head or her head, that it was actually sort of the part that just melted me. Mm-hmm. And like I was just completely, I guess, this protective mode came over me, and then I was like, wow. So I just wondered whether the helplessness of the infant's head, it worked. I just wondered if that's part of the ability to let down one's guard.
Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. Really appreciate you sharing your reflection. You know, for different people, different things work, different realizations, there are different ways to our heart. So I so appreciate hearing for you this sense of, oh, this helpless little child. So I so appreciate it that was the way in for you, which could be the same way for others. Oh, this child is dependent on me, or it's so cute, or it's whatever it is. You know, or for some people, a pet might work. They love the pet and they want to nurture it. So it's a way of inviting us to connect with our heart sense of nurturing another being that awakens in us this calming and soothing. So I'm delighted that it worked for you in any way that it did. Lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah. And also one more thing that Jerry was saying, hadn't heard this invitation or explored this before, and just to say, neither had I. This is the first time I've given this this guided meditation in this way. It's hot off the press of my heart. It's just so I share how I practice. I hadn't heard this anywhere either. So here we are with a new skillful means. Yeah,
it works.
Great.
I'm amazed.
Lovely. And Vicky offers, I wanted to grab a blanket the whole time during the meditation. Oh, and I see you cozily wrapped in a blanket now, Vicky. It makes me happy. Yeah. Sweet. Any other reflections before we go into our into the practice? Any other reflections? I have a couple of announcements before the transition. And you're welcome also to share if you wish in the chat with a word or two or what anything that's coming up for you. That's okay too. Or not. So I'd like to make a couple of announcements. One announcement is that I'm actually sitting a retreat, so I won't be teaching the rest of this week, just to let you know. And the second announcement is, so Diana will be teaching and also invited a guest teacher for Friday. And the other announcement is that Diana and I are teaching a four-day metta retreat, four-day online metta retreat. And it's offered through Insight Retreat Center. So if you're interested, you can go to insightretreatcenter.org, insightretreatcenter.org. center.org there. And the retreat is November 5th, is that right? 5th through 8th. So it's 4 days, and it's right after the U.S. elections, if you'd like to have some time to just practice metta and in what, who knows what's going to come up. And also a couple of more things to say is the retreat right now, it's full for, how should I put it? There's still spaces. Maybe I'll put it here. There's still spaces for auditing. So, and if people cancel, if you're on the auditor's list, then of course you'll get the regular spot. So what the difference is between being an auditor and a regular participant is that as an auditor, you're welcome to participate in everything that the regular participants, retreatants would participate in, except there's except for not having a practice meeting, a one-on-one a group practice meeting with Diana and myself. But then again, we might, if we have, you know, anyway, we might change and shift. So anyway, so just to say, without getting it too complicated, if you're interested, you're welcome to sign up as an auditor and join us and for the 4 day of practicing metta. And folks have asked from different time zones if it's possible to join. Yes, of course, you can join from different time zones. You can join live in the Zoom room during the times that work for you, and the times that don't work for you, please sleep, take care of your body, and then when you wake up, you know, you can do your own sitting and walking, and the guided meditations and the talks are recorded and put online pretty quickly. So by the time you wake up, whatever you missed would be available. So you can catch up. So you are welcome to join us for that retreat if you wish. And sign up as an auditor. And who knows, maybe you'll actually be, there will be spaces for regular yogis. So let's, since somebody's asking if this is a session is a usual thing. Yes, this is a daily event. Visakha, it happens every day at this time. So you're welcome to join us from Malaysia. That'd be lovely. So without further ado, let's transition, dear ones, with a sense of kindness, holding ourselves with kindness as if you were the baby you're holding and others were the babies you're holding in this universe, in this world. And wrapping a blanket around all of you in the Zoom room that we'll be going into. See what that feels like. And imagining that everyone is wrapping a blanket, both around you and around themselves. And just, it's kind of coziness in this Zoom world. Is it possible? Experiment. Be open to it. So, and if you have to go and you can't join, it's all good, no problems, but I hope you stay and explore what it might be like to be part of this blanket-wrapped metta practice meeting. So I'm going to open the rooms in a moment, and here we go. Let me see. Yes, here we go. Actually, it seems like I need to recreate them. Hold on. The numbers just shifted and changed. Okay. Yeah. All good. Here we go. Room's open. Okay, everyone. All the rooms are closed. So welcome back. And we just have a few minutes for any reflections you have. You're invited, especially if you haven't spoken yet. What did you notice? What was it like? Either the meditation or practice in community. Wrapping yourselves and others in metta blankets. You're so chilled. Don't even want to talk today. That's the vibe I'm getting.
We're cocooned.
Cocoon. Yeah, I see, Mario Christy. I see you. You're in a blanket too. How sweet. Everybody's grabbing a blanket. Oh, sweet.
I have something to say.
Yeah.
I found, right, I can't say this was, you know, that I experienced the session fully. I was very tired. I just moved. My back hurts. You know, it was, you know, in many ways a difficult session, but I found this concept of like visualizing the newborn, you know, to sort of be like, I don't know, a new road into metta, a new pathway, you know, and one that I think, and once again, you know, I will need to give this a try when I'm like not in pain and conscious, you know, I think will prove very beneficial for me, you know, right? I mean, there's been, you know, what is it? Imagine, you know, a loving being, you know, sending you metta is, you know, another one of these sort of visualizations that I have found, you know, super, super helpful. And I frequently turn to when I'm having difficulties on my own, you know, and I'm wondering if this will now be, you know, another one of these.
Fantastic.
I'm looking forward to doing it again when I'm awake.
Great, great. I'm delighted to hear that, Neil. And you know, especially given that you've been tired and moving and body hurts and you know, and still even with all of that, it felt like, wow, this is a new way. So that delights me that even with that, everything that's going on, that this might be a new way of awakening your own heart's compassion and care and love for another and for yourself. And it's available on YouTube, and it'll be available on Audio Dharma in a few minutes, and maybe we'll explore this again in a live session together in a different format. Whenever I give guidances, they always come out differently, right? So we'll see how it might shape up next time. So, oh my God, you guys are funny. I'm seeing the chats. Anyway, so I hope you guys are well, and I hope you feel cocooned in a blanket of metta. And yeah, it's 7:01. We're 1 minute over time. So thank you all. Thank you for your practice. It brings me great joy and happiness to practice together and offer this and support all of us in this way. So may you all be well, may you be safe, may you be happy, and may all beings everywhere be free and feel cocooned in love as much as possible. All right, take care. You can unmute yourself and say goodbyes if you like.
Bye, bye everyone.
Bye. Take care.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
Great retreat, Nikki.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.